It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
This report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail, Racy's Tasty Dog Treats of Bayfield, and Energy Plus of Duluth.
Well, as the dogs are making their way and the teams are heading further down toward Duluth in this final day or so of the race, we've got a lot of factors at play, and we'll talk now with John Stetson, who's out on the trail. John Stetson, of course, a musher who's done the Bear Grease many times and an expert. What's going on, John, up there?
Yeah, hey, Chris. I just left Sawbill a little while ago. I'm actually headed towards Duluth here. I'm in a little cafe. It's snowing. I think that's the word of the moment here is this is going to slow these guys down a lot. Ryan Reddington is having a heck of a race. Nobody's really seen him much. He left Sawbill, got into Finland. He left Sawbill just as Keith was getting in, and so he looks like it's his race to lose right now.
Yeah, it looks like he got into Finland about an hour ago, just as others were finally getting to Sawbill.
Yeah. So he is, he's into Finland with 9 dogs, so we'll see what he's going to do there and get down to the gravel pit for one last run into Billy's.
Right. Well, I looked at the total rest so far, and he does have that deficit, of course. He's been running pretty lean with rest time. He's going to have to make that up. It looks like about 7.5 hours at least to get that 30-hour minimum, and most other racers seem to have got themselves over the 30-hour mark at this point. Will that be a factor for him to make up the difference?
Well, I think it's going to be a factor, but, I mean, his travel times are still faster than everybody. So I think that's going to be the difference. If his team stays fast, he's going to be doing okay. But you never know. I mean, with the snow, that's going to slow people down, so stronger teams will be able to pull right through that, and teams that are starting to falter will have a little more trouble. So it'll be it's really interesting. It's a really interesting race.
The forecast for Duluth says about an inch or so. Is it going to be more up there, and will that be a factor if it's deeper or lesser snow? What does deeper snow compared to just an inch or so do for the dogs?
Well, I guess if it's just an inch down in Duluth, that's not that significant. It's hard to say what up at the higher areas it's going to get, but if it snows all night, I haven't seen the weather forecast. If it snows all night, that will slow them down.
Looking at... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's exciting. Oh, it's just really exciting. These guys, I mean, Aaron's or Ryan's been cagey race, staying out in front like he is. But these other teams all look really good and strong. Ryan Anderson, he's got 12 dogs left. So he's kind of taking it easy. He's got the UP 200 coming up. So.
Mm-hmm. And I see that Dennis Tremblay has left Sawbill as well, headed to Finland now. He left about an hour ago as well.
That's interesting.
He's a name we hadn't talked about yesterday. What's his story? He seems to have made up enough rest time, too, so he's on the move.
He is on the move, and so he cut short. He's doing a long run here. He's out with 8 dogs, so that might make a difference, especially if the snow gets any significance at all.
And I looked back.
Yeah, he's doing real well.
I noticed that Blair Braverman is considerably behind, still in the race, just taking a slower pace, or are there problems back there?
Well, she's traveling really slowly. So it's hard to imagine she's going to be able to. She's going to be well behind the pack, that's for sure.
Yeah. But still moving, though. She's not not dropped out.
So far. Not yet.
Okay.
So hopefully she can get a little rest and they'll pick up a little bit and get on down here.
Okay. So now here's the big question, and I know prognostication is not always easy with all these factors at play, but what time do you think there might be a finish if he's moving as fast as he is and knowing that he's going to make up nearly 8 hours of rest before he pulls on that final leg into Duluth? You're thinking middle of the night? You're thinking 6 a.m., midnight? What do you expect?
Boy, that's a hard one to project. But not knowing the weather, but I think early in the morning, dawn. I'll go with dawn. Dawn's always a good finish time.
That's right. A little sun gives those dogs a little burst of energy, something to run towards. So,
change of the light.
That's right. Okay. Well, this is great. So the weather we've got to look out for overnight. We've got to see how the pacing and how the dogs are doing at the next checkpoint for Ryan Reddington. But at this point, it's his race to win.
It would seem to me. I mean, he's just traveling fast. So, I mean, you never know. Keith has been traveling almost as fast, so he could still pull something out of the bag. And then, as you mentioned, we do have this rest differential. So will that hold him back, or will that just make him faster, extra rest?
So. Very good. Well, John, thanks so much. We appreciate the tips and the information. We look forward to see what happens overnight.
Sounds good, Chris.
Thanks a lot. That's John Stetson reporting to us from just out of Sawbill on his way toward Duluth. And we will check in, hopefully hear from Jason Rice in the morning about what's happened overnight. Again, Ryan Reddington well ahead of the pack. Dennis Tremblay is also on his way toward Finland, but Ryan Reddington there now. And everybody else further behind, but with much more rest stored up in their required rest periods. They need to have 30 hours of rest before they go on the final leg of the race. So that may even things up enough to make it still very interesting as Ryan continues now into the snow. Everybody else back at Sawbill and will be making their way out on the trail in the next few hours. This is the Bear Grease Report. We'll hear more information tomorrow morning, of course, probably in news about the finish, but definitely have some sort of information at 8 o'clock in the morning on Northland Morning here on 103.3 KUMD.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.